Christians hold an historic worship service in Turkey. Pakistan's floodwaters are expected to carve an economic catastrophe. And schools become the perfect place to share living water. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Not since the end of World War I have the halls of a politically sensitive church rung with prayer. But on August 15th, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says,
the Greek Orthodox Church was allowed to hold a service in the Sumela Monastery in Turkey. This is the first time that church services have been held in the monastery since Turkey's independence.
It's also doubling as a public relations move for a country known for its oppression of Christians.
They also talk about the idea of peace among different religions, which is a nod to the European Union, which points to the religious freedom issue as part of the reason they haven't welcomed Turkey.
Pray the door stay open for the gospel.
Their religious identity and their national identity are wrapped up in each other. In their minds, to be a Turk is to be a Muslim. And so it is a huge decision for a Turkish person to say, I'm going to follow Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, as a fifth of Pakistan remains submerged in muddy and disease-laden waters, Gospel for Asia is joining in on the relief effort with food, clean water, and blankets. But they're also giving victims something that many other aid agencies don't have to offer: hope. Through counseling and prayer, they're going to reach out to as many of the 20 million affected people as they can. Pray Gospel for Asia's outreach to hurting Pakistanis will transform the country long before the floodwaters dry up. You're listening to Mission Network News. In 1974, mission leaders gathered together in Lausanne, Switzerland for a landmark conference in global outreach. Richard Coleman of the Mission Society explains,
Billy Graham and several other leaders got together and thought it would be great to have a diverse gathering of believers to discuss how they could finish the task of global evangelization.
At this meeting, the term unreached people groups was coined. 15 years later, they reconvened to gauge the progress. Meanwhile, they'd been utilizing mission strategies.
They didn't want just to have these giant missions conferences that took place and then you hear crickets. They wanted it to be a continual process of engaging the world in mission.
Throughout the years, they've continued to advance the kingdom. This year, mission leaders come together yet again in October for Lausanne 3.
There will be 4,000 participants from over 200 countries with one focus, and that's to make sure that the name of Jesus is proclaimed in all four corners of the earth.
Pray for unity and humility among the attendees. Meanwhile, when over 50% of a country's population can't read or write, passion for scripture could be non-existent. But Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says the people in Mozambique are eager to learn about Christ.
There's no opposition at all anywhere to scripture distribution.
People are not only unopposed, they're desperate for God's word. Dudenhofer says the openness to the gospel could be a reaction from years of civil unrest. When ASM sent audio scriptures to Mozambique, there were
churches that were actually started just because people started listening to these scripture players.
Because of the overwhelming response of the people,
Audio Scripture Ministries is on the verge of building a separate studio production center and ministry offices in Mozambique.
The locally run center will bring the gospel to many in time, but scripture players are still a necessity. $40 covers one player, which will reach countless people with God's word. And children are dropping out of school, getting sick, and even dying, all due to one issue: no clean water. For the past year, Living Water International has been trying to fix the water problem in Uganda by partnering with local schools. As wells are drilled on school grounds, students gain closer access to clean water and class attendance goes up. Pray that as children and teachers recognize the love of Christ through these wells, they would turn their now healthy lives to Him. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.